Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we'll be looking at what Dr. Luke has to say about the lungs and lung disease. The lungs are a very important part of our bodies. With them, we breathe. Without them, we would die. Like so many parts of our body, we may not appreciate our lungs until we cannot breathe well. No one likes to be short of breath, do they? If you have ever been, it is very uncomfortable. The lungs, moreover, are not only very important to our lives to live. If we do not breathe well, we do not feel well, and we also cannot do very much. In other words, their lives are very restricted. Why is this the case? How do the lungs work? The lungs are mostly just filled with air. The actual part of the lungs is not like the leg, for example, where the whole leg is full of muscles, tissues, and bones. There are big pipes which take air from the outside to the inside of the lungs. These pipes have names, but we will not mention them here. The pipes go from the size a little larger than your finger to a size so small you need a microscope to see them. It is at the very end of these pipes, where are very small spaces we cannot see with our eyes, where all the work is done. At this place, the body does a remarkable but simple process. The body exchanges oxygen for a waste product from the body called carbon dioxide. The oxygen comes from the air we breathe. Inside the lungs, in these very tiny spaces, the body exchanges these two gases for each other. This process has so many effects on our lives. What are these effects? The oxygen is needed for our bodies to function. The lungs take the oxygen from the air and put it into the bloodstream. The bloodstream in our bodies take the oxygen to the rest of our body. The oxygen goes to our heart, brain, liver, kidney, and legs, and in fact to every part of the body. The rest of the body needs the oxygen to function. Without it, our body would die. Here are some examples to think about how important oxygen, which our lungs give us, is so important. Consider if I or someone else were to put around your leg a belt and pull it very tight and left it for several minutes to hours. What would happen to your leg? It would turn red, then blue. And then after several hours, it would start to die. If I left this belt on a day, that leg might be totally dead. Why? The body needs oxygen to work. Without it, it dies. Also, the body all over produces the waste product carbon dioxide. It is an acid, and like any other acid, if it touches something, it destroys things. Thus, if the substance builds up in that leg, then it will quite quickly start destroying the muscles and other parts of the leg. Thus, besides not having oxygen, the body in this case would have too much carbon dioxide. Having these two gases in the body in the exact right amounts is so important to your living and feeling healthy. It is the lungs which are so important to keep these gases in balance for the whole of our body. A second example is that of having a heart attack. A heart attack occurs when the heart does not get enough oxygen. How does this occur? The heart is like any other organ in the body. It needs oxygen. The heart gets its blood supply from blood vessels on the inside and outside of the heart. When these blood vessels become blocked, then no blood can go to the parts of the heart. If no blood can get to the heart, then no oxygen can get to the heart. Because it is the blood which takes oxygen to the heart, after the heart does not have blood for several hours, it starts to die. The same thing occurs here. Too little oxygen and too much carbon dioxide. Both cause damage. This type of blockage in the arteries of the heart is generally in older people, though it can occur in younger people. Again, it is the lungs, which so carefully regulate the balance of the oxygen in the body, so each part gets the exact amount it needs. A third example of not getting enough oxygen is that of a stroke. The same thing occurs here as in the heart, except that it is a blood vessel to or in the brain, which is blocked. If the blood vessel is blocked to the brain for several hours, then no oxygen gets to the brain, and the part of the brain which gets no oxygen will start to die. If that part of the brain was needed for walking or talking, then the person will not be able to walk or talk, or maybe not as well as before the stroke. Again, it is the lungs which regulate so carefully how much oxygen our bodies need. Thus, the lungs are very important. They regulate how much oxygen our bodies take from the air, and they let off the carbon dioxide so our bodies do not have too much acid buildup. Truly, the lungs in our bodies are an amazing organ. The Bible speaks in the book of Psalms, written by King David of Israel about 3,000 years ago, of the body being fearfully and wonderfully made. The book of Psalms is a book of poetry written by King David during different parts of his life. This book also says the following: "Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you." Psalm 39, 4, 5, and 7. What does all of this mean? Though our lungs are amazing, our life in the span of eternity is but a breath, like just one of the breaths we take each day. This thought can either give meaning to life or drive us to despair. Why can it do either? It can drive us to despair because we think our lives are so short as to be meaningless. It can drive us to hope because it can help us to evaluate life in the true scope of life. That is just how long it really is, or how short it really is. It is very short. Because life is so short, it makes us really evaluate it in terms of what God wants for us. What is it that God wants from us? To place our trust in Him. David said, "My hope is in you." Not in money, fame, fortune, houses, or even power. Our hope is in God. Hope is important. Going back to talking about our lungs, it is important to realize that every day we have oxygen to breathe. It would be terrible if one day we woke up and were unable to breathe. That is, there was no oxygen available to breathe. We all certainly hope that our lungs work and there is oxygen to breathe. From the time we were born to the time we die, there are many different types of diseases which can cause damage to our lungs and affect how much oxygen we can get. Children can be born with lung disease, which affect them so bad they only live a few months. They are born with these diseases. Some children can acquire bad asthma as a young child. Though severe as a child, childhood asthma is a disease which many children often outgrow. That is, as an adult, they may not have it. Anyone after being a young child can develop asthma. Many have until they are young adults and then do not have it anymore, and many never outgrow this disease. That is, they have it for the rest of their life. If children are not born with a disease, then they usually do not have lung disease except for asthma. However, adults are different. Most adults develop lung disease secondary to having smoked for years. This is actually the most common cause of adult lung disease, which is smoking. Smoking causes emphysema and other lung diseases. This causes a progressive destruction of the lungs, which are very difficult to reverse unless someone stops smoking. The lungs also, after 30 years of age, have a natural slow declining function, which all people have all over the world, regardless of sex, country, or ethnic group. This is why most people after 30 years of age in all functions of their body, but especially in lung function, slowly lose the ability to do more physical exercise and activities. Once people lose lung function, can they regain it? Yes and no. Certainly, lung which is destroyed by smoking after a certain period of time cannot be restored. However, it can be renewed later if there is not too much damage done to it. Some people who have had bad infections with, for example, tuberculosis or other infections, have their lung function so badly damaged it will never grow back and they will have to adjust. Eric was a 30-year-old factory worker. He had acquired tuberculosis 5 years ago. He had been treated with drugs for 6 months and had gotten over the tuberculosis. However, the tuberculosis had damaged part of his lung so bad that part of the lung never recovered. He was short of breath when he had acquired the tuberculosis. However, after he was treated, part of the lung was still damaged. Then after, because the lung had not improved, he continued to have mild shortness of breath, so much that he could not work in his job well. Then later, because the lung had not improved, He continued to have mild shortness of breath so much that he could not work in his job well and had to stop. How can lung function be improved? The most important thing is to stop smoking if you are smoking. Second is to exercise. Daily exercise of 20 to 30 minutes will help lung function to get better. Also, try as much as possible to avoid other people who smoke. This is hard to do as so many people smoke in public places. However, secondhand smoke from other people causes a lot of problems in lungs to those people who do not smoke. A question can be asked about how we can improve our relation with God. Many people think this is not important. However, is it important or not? This is a very big question. The Bible says in a book written to a city of Rome about 63 AD by a man named Paul the following: "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men, who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse." Romans 1:18-20. This is a long but important passage. It basically says that people have suppressed God's truth by their wickedness. As a result of this, God's wrath is being poured out against them. Why? Because all people knew this, but still did this. They clearly knew this and still did it, and thus are without excuse. The question then becomes, did all people do this? The Bible again in the book to the city of Rome says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. How then can we get beyond this? How can we avoid God's wrath? A book called Ephesians, written to a city called Ephesus, also in the Bible says, "It is by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift from God, so that no one can boast." Ephesians 2:8-9. What is this gift? The gift is Jesus Christ coming to earth to save mankind from their sins. Jesus Christ took on himself the sins of mankind so that all people would not have to bear their sins before God. You may ask, how can I come to know Jesus Christ personally so that I will not have to bear my sins? I am glad you asked. The Bible says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God raised him, that is Jesus, from the dead, we will be saved. For it is with the heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Romans 10:9-10. If we are willing to confess out loud the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that after Jesus died for our sins, he was raised from the dead, we will be saved. We will be saved from our sins to live a full life now and for eternity with God. What a great promise. I encourage you to say this prayer with me now. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I have sinned and I have done wrong, and I believe that you have died for my sins and then rose from the dead to show your victory over sin. I accept you into my heart so that I might have eternal life. If you have prayed this prayer, congratulations, you are now a child of the eternal King, Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org. Or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. We have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.